At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Fort Worth is one of the last major cities in Texas that still allows smoking in bars, but that's soon about to change. The city council last night voted 8-1 to ban smoking in bars and bingo centers in 90 days. That includes electronic cigarettes. Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports this will be the first updates to the city's smoking ordinance since 2008. However, you'll still be able to light up inside retail smoke shops that receive 90% of their gross annual sales from smoking products like cigar shops. The council has asked the city's attorneys to now look at prohibiting smoking in city parks and on public sidewalks. Council has given 90 days for the policy to take effect. That's in order to give the city time to adjust to the new measure. Now to breakthroughs, our weekly look at the leading edge of health science and technology. Robots will be a big part of our future. Considering robotic cars now being road tested today, it's not too hard to imagine robots on future battlefields or even robots in space or robots as companions and caregivers. The director of the Emotional Robotics Living Lab at the University of Texas at Arlington talked about her research with KERA's Justin Martin and brought along a robot with her.
Julian Greer, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Where did the idea of emotional robotics get started?
Well, in 2014, there was a news article that was discussing how a robot named Pepper was just released, and there had never been one that was called an emotional robot. So my background is fine arts. I work in the theater, and I thought, well, golly, I know quite a lot about emotion. I'm really fascinated to see how they programmed emotion into a robot.
Most people think of robots as being cold and unemotional. So how exactly can they provide emotional or physical support?
Well, they can ask us about our day. They can play songs for us. They can dance for us. They can dance with us. They can, specifically in the research study that I did, they can act Shakespeare.
You brought one of the robots in with you today. This one is made by SoftBank Robotics, and it's called Now. Could you describe this robot for our listeners and tell us how it's used in your study?
Absolutely. This robot is about 23 inches tall. It is humanoid. What that means is that it definitely looks human-like. It has a head, two arms, two legs. It does walk. It's only about 12 pounds. We took this robot to an assisted living facility, Brookdale of Arlington, and we engaged this robot with 8 different participants over a course of 3 weeks. And during that intervention, the robot's eye color changes. The robot moves very, very fluidly. The robot speaks to the participants. And the robot talks, and at the end of the Shakespeare acting, says, please, can I come back again? I would love to be able to do this with you.
What would we have to ask it to speak the Shakespeare sonnets? What would we like?
Perform.
I've got it. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Now it's your turn.
So long as men can breathe and eyes can see.
So long lives this.
So long lives this.
And this gives life to thee.
And this gives life to thee.
That was wonderful. I really enjoyed myself.
From that interaction, you know, what do you learn? How does Now help in your study?
I have to say specifically, it was not just reciting Shakespeare. We made this study because we wanted the robot to participate with the older adult. There are some studies that speak to specifically participatory arts. Now, when somebody is participating in an art, they're not just looking at that painting. They're not just listening to that music. They are actually in a process of doing. And that was shown to have incredible incredibly positive results. It comes from work early in the 2000s from a research scientist, Dr. Gene Cohen. And in that group of human-human model participatory arts, they found conclusions of less doctor visits, less falls, less medication, because these older adults were interacting and participating in arts. So what my idea for this study then was, and I approached my team if they'd be interested in that as well, is how wonderful that we have this data. How often does a theater company get to go to an assisted living? Not very often at all. So if we could possibly hypothesize that a robot might be able to have that same positive outlook, then that robot could visit, what, perhaps 35 people in one day. And all of these wonderful positive outcomes might, in fact, happen in that human robot model. We did get an analysis of a decrease in depression and an increase in engagement. So we feel that we're on to something, and very excited about continuing to look at expansions to that study.
Julian Greer is the director of the Emotional Robotics Living Lab at the University of Texas at Arlington. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now that you just heard the robot, you can see it for yourself at keranews.org. Coming up this morning on the BBC News Hour, as Alabama elects a Democratic senator for the first time in 25 years, we'll consider what it means for President Trump. Also, the baby who survived after she was born with her heart outside her body, and 500,000 children face starvation in the Democratic Republic of Congo. All that and more on BBC NewsHour. It begins at 9 here on 90.1. In the forecast, sunny skies, look for high near 73 this afternoon. Temperatures will drop to around 41, though, tonight, and we'll only get up to 58 tomorrow. That's again under sunny skies. 41 degrees now in Dallas, 39 in Fort Worth, 40 degrees in Wichita Falls, and 33 in Tyler. Time now is 8:30.